Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline on WBAL and WBAL.com. We're joined now by Ed Encina, Orioles beat writer for The Sun. Checking in on that hot stove and those GM meetings. Ed, how are you?
Good, Brett. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Day two of the GM meetings. How about this? Just scrolling down your run-of-the-mill national baseball reporter's notebook today. The Mets are interested in trading probable Cy Young Award winner R.A. Dickey. We have Jacoby Ellsbury on the block. Josh Hamilton likely going to the Orioles, apparently, allegedly. And Justin Upton is as good as gone in Arizona. Where do you want to start?
Well, I mean, I think you guys were talking a little bit earlier about a lot of smoking marijuana.
Yes.
I don't know.
You're seeing a correlation from the GM.
Rumors are a little high, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that, like I said, I think that we've been writing this the past couple of days. It's just that, you know, you got to take, obviously, a lot of these things with a grain of salt, you know. A lot of things getting thrown out there, and anything with that can pick up wheels, you know, obviously picks up some steam. I mean, the Hamilton stuff, it's I just don't see the Orioles picking up that kind of years and that kind of money to sign Josh Hamilton. It just kind of goes against everything that you know, that they're trying to build right now. And, you know, I think this time last year, or even, you know, not yet, I guess, this time last year, you know, we're talking about, you know, the possibility of Prince Fielder coming here and stuff like that. So, you know, a lot of the stuff that that's going out there right now, I think you got to, like I said, you got to just take it with a grain of salt.
I don't see it either. And even if Hamilton gets less than 5 years, which I do think is a real possibility, I know some people may think that's crazy. I don't think he just gets, you know, to open up a checkbook with some team, 7, 8, 9, 10 years at $20 million a pop. I don't see that happening with him. I think he could get 3 or 4 years. I think that's a real possibility considering his baggage and just overt risk with a guy like him. You may not find a riskier free agent proposition in any sport right now than Josh Hamilton with all of his baggage. And a recent, right before spring training last year, relapse, and then a very peculiar end to his 2012 season. But for the Orioles, yeah, I could see them going after it 2, 3 years. There's a lot of ifs there, and I just don't see it.
Right, and like I said, that if it is a situation where his market's going to fall, it's not going to happen now. You know what I mean? It's going to be something that's going to happen.
Don't wait it out
in the hot stove season. So, like you said, this is something that there's not really much of a precedent when it comes to a guy like Hamilton. You know, I covered Josh right when he had been reinstated from his suspension with the Rays in, you know, 2007 or 2006,
yeah.
But you know, and then that year he obviously, no one really thought that he would become the player that he's become today. But you know, I mean, even then, I mean, like the risk and just kind of the, you know, I remember talking to him, you know, in the backfield of the Moly Complex in St. Petersburg, you know, nothing around you. You know, he talked about how, you know, the same thing that he's talked about, you know, every day is that every day, you know, the demons, you know, he has to worry about every day. So, you know, like you said, there's not really much of a precedent here because you talk about, you know, high risk, high reward guys, stuff like that. This is a high risk, high reward guy, and in the greatest sense of the terms, you know.
Yeah, it really is. When you look at this market right now, both trades and free agents, I see it developing pretty quickly as far as off seasons go. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, I think that's the way it's going to happen this year. I mean, a couple things happened with the collective bargaining agreement, where essentially, without getting into all the nuances of it, but you know, you're going to be able to gauge the market a lot quicker this year, just because of what free agents are going to be. Teams are going to receive compensation for and stuff like that. So this time last year, you didn't know that until probably, you know, first week of December. So, and the market's going to play itself out a little bit quicker this time around. So, you know, I expect, you know, maybe in the winter meetings, it might be a little bit busier. You might see some signings happen, you know, maybe a little bit earlier in the hot stove season. So, but we'll see how that shakes out. And, you know, obviously when we go down, I expect a pretty busy.
And Ed, when you look at another guy who has been linked to the Orioles, it's Cody Ross, and I don't see that one either. When you look at the left field gap, to me, Ross is a good player and would fit in on a lot of clubs, but his career on base is just .324. So he's
that doesn't doesn't fit in with the model of what they're building right
they
now.
They need that position left field and second base to be a big jump in that very specific category.
Right. And especially if you are considering bringing back, you know, a guy like Mark Reynolds. Obviously, he has a high on-base percentage to some degree, but, you know, just the massive strikeout numbers that exist within the lineup.
And Ross strikes out a lot, too, by the way, 129 last year.
Right. So, you know, when you look at stuff like that, you've got to look. The way they're trying to build is definitely through guys with high on-base percentage, you know, guys who can draw some walks and, you know, definitely not to kind of balance out some of these high strikeout guys that they're going to have in the lineup still.
What would you anticipate happening next, Ed, with the Orioles at this point in the offseason?
I'm not sure. I think they're still going to try to chase some of these free agents that are out there that you know, a guy like Nate McLeod. And yeah, I think that, you know, if Joe Saunders is out there and he's, you know, I don't think they're going to give him they won't be interested in giving him a lengthy deal. But, you know, I think that they're really happy with what they got out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And if he is interested in a 1 or 2 year deal and it's a decent price tag and then, $15-16 grand range. I mean, yeah, I think they might, you know, go after something like that. But I think that, you know, it's still early. It's still, we know that the second base position is kind of locked up as it sits right now with the addition of Alexi Garcia. But, obviously they've still got some holes to fill, and I think they're going to try to, you know, fill those holes as they go along here. But it's not going to be something. I have no indication to believe that they're going to go out there and make the big splash, you know, free agency signing that maybe people want to see, but they're going to build the same way that maybe they built this team this year.
Yeah, I don't anticipate Casilla being their opening day second baseman, though. Do you?
I don't know. I think it's, you know, he could be. I mean, I don't think. I think that, you know, obviously, you know, they have a lot of faith in Ryan Flaherty. You know, he's going to go down and play winter ball, and the one day that he can be a, you know, a guy who could start. I don't know if they see that yet. Obviously, you don't know what's going to happen with Robert Andino. So, but, you know, Casilla, he does do some things that you want. He's good defensively, and obviously, you know, he picks up some speed on the base pass. You know, the Orioles were last in the bigs and stolen bases last year. I mean, is that enough for him to be a big league starter at second base in the American League East? No. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see the dynamic of how that position shakes out and who ends up being that starting second baseman on opening day.
Ed Encina, Orioles beat writer for the Baltimore Sun, as we check in on the Orioles at the GM meetings. Ed, we'll catch up soon. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Brad. Talk to you later, man.